Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf hey in Chulin, as we continue on right from the top of the page. Yesterday we were, again, this is a fourth shleima for Al Yisrael Ben Chai Rochel. We were discussing the issue of Akuti. That's been probably the main topic that's permeated the last few daf. Is can Akuti, a Samaritan, can he do Shechita? Or is it forbidden for him to do Shechita? So we had different opinions in the Gemara. Some say Hakol Shechita, including the Kuti, that they're allowed to, because even though they're not totally observant, when it comes to Shechita, they are observant. Or, even if they're not makbid about Nevela, but that's only when a person who's a mummer, let's say, not necessarily a Kuti, but a person who's a mummer, we said also, if he's only mummer for one thing, is he not a mummer for something else? If he's only a mummer, let's say, of him. But a mummer is not the same as a kuti. A mummer is a person who specifically doesn't keep a particular mitzvah. He's called an apostate. And a kuti is a kind of a Jew. He's a Samaritan. Some say that he was a mamish goyim, as we'll see later on, that lemaisa, lehalocha, we don't eat from a kuti's shechita. But there are opinions in the Gemara until now that a kuti who shechts his shechita is a good shechita, as we said yesterday, because things that they're makbid on even more than the Jews are, like the matzah of a kuti you're allowed to use for Pesach, etc. Different opinions as to what you could do. So there was even in the Brises, there was a machlok. Blazer says they're not the kiyan. Shimon Leal says things that they're makbid on, they're makbid even more than us. So there were different opinions about a kuti, and we'll see later on the halacha today. But in this discussion, we came up with an idea. We mentioned that thing that Rav Hanan said, the name of Shmuel, that Yisrael, who's mamish, a mummer, he's an apostate, he worships Avodah Zarah, you can eat from a shechita. Big chiddush, right? We said that even though he's an apostate, because we're trying to prove Rava's idea. Rava had said he's a mummer for teyav, a mummer lechol nevel so teyavon. Rava says you're allowed to give him a chalaf, a knife to shech, and it's a good shechita. Why? Because he's not going to eat treif when he can eat kosher. That's a mummer lechol l'teyavon. Again, not the same as a kuti, but we'll talk about a kuti. We'll come back to a kuti also later today. Now, getting back to this issue, so Rav Hanan said that, you know what, a Jew who commits a avodah zarah, you're allowed to eat a shechita. And the Gemara then would say, well, look at Achav, the examples from Achav. Achav the Rasha, the famous king of Israel, and Yehoshaphat ate from him. You see, the Jews ate from him. So the Gemara says, well, maybe he didn't eat from his shechita, maybe he ate from Ovadia shechita, who was a tzaddik. He says, Ovadia couldn't shecht it for everybody. So the Gemara says, well, maybe Achav's boys shechted for Achav and his household. And Yehoshaphat's boys, his entourage, shechted for him. The Gemara at the top of Hay, where we left off yesterday, says, he wouldn't have separated himself. It's not nice. You come to somebody's house and say, okay, I brought in my own crew of shochtim. You have your food, I have my food. Wouldn't have done that. Because the Pasuk says, Yehoshaphat told Achav, Kamoni kamocha, I am like you. Ka'ami ka'amcha, my nation's like your nation. In other words, well, you're trustworthy by us. Your people are like my people. Elamiata kasusi kasischochanami. What do you mean my horses are like your horses? Like you're trustworthy? Obviously, we're not speaking about spiritual matters. Elamai dehavi asus chatavisus. He's talking about the battle. In other words, we're going to work together. What my horses will carry, so to speak, which they with the part that they will carry in battle, that they will work. Your horses and my horses will be the same. Whatever will be in your nation will be in my nation. He's not talking about spiritual matters. He's talking about when we go out to war, we're going to split things up. Your horses, your men, my horses, my men, we're going to divvy it all up. Not talking about spiritual matters. So where do we get this idea that Yehoshaphat wouldn't have separated himself and he wouldn't have, he would have gone along with him, he would have trusted him. He says, Melchi Shrav Yehoshaphat Melchi Yehuda. The king of Israel, Achav, and Yoshev, Malchut, Yoshvim, Ishak, Yisrael, each sitting each on their throne, Melubashim, Begodim. They were sitting, wearing their royal robes, Begoron, right, the regals, Begoron, and the Goron. Goron means the threshing floor, Pesach Shar Shomron, at the door of the gate of Shomron. Now, my Goron, what does it mean, the threshing floor? Elam, the Goron, Mamish, Atu Shar Shomron, Goron. How do you... The gate of Shomron, the gate entering the country, was a threshing floor. Elikigor, like a threshing floor, which is roundish. It's not Sanhedrin. How did the Sanhedrin sit? Hayukachatzi Goren, like a half a threshing floor agula, like a half moon, a half circle. Kadeshi Ron Zazet. In other words, it's a way of sitting with camaraderie, like, and courts follow that today also. They sit in a half circle. Why in a half circle? Because it's camaraderie. They could all see one another. If they're sitting flat and straight in a row, you can't see each other down the row. And if in a full circle, nobody can get into the circle to talk in front of them. So a half circle is perfect. People come in to see. And they sit in a way of camaraderie. So that's the idea that the King Yehoshaphat was sitting with Achav to show that we're together over here. I'm with you on this. And as I trust your kashrus, I obviously you're not the best of Jews, considering that wife that you got over here, Izebel, that caused you to avodah zarah, but we're together on this. So that's to get the idea that he ate by Achav. He ate in his house. Laying a Messiah leg, or let's bring a proof to this idea that that Achav's food was kosher, it was glatt kosher, and you can eat from a go, you can eat from a avodah zarah. Lay Messiah lay. Borvim avim lo lechem. This is by Eliyahu, right? They brought him the ravens brought him. Orvim is usually translated as ravens. Some say it's eagles. Avim lo lechem the boss. They brought him food and bread and meat. Baboka in the morning. Velechem boss of Arab. Rabbi Yehonam may tifchei the Achav. Yeah, right. He brought it from the shachtos of Achav. And Achav's place had the best badats, shchita, glot and everything. So you see that Achav had kosher food and what? And Eliyahu ate from there. So you see, the Rav Hanan said that you can eat from a goy's, from a avodah zarah's food. And al piyadi rishonim, it was different. Hashem commanded it that way. In other words, Hashem could have given Eliyahu a heter. He says he was in jail. He was going to die. So he says, you know what? Hey, Hashem commanded the ravens to bring him food. Whatever he brought him. Al piyadi rishonim. So it's no proof in there.
Without any imposing of a rule that somebody has to walk. This is like I'm walking in by at this point. The Gemara.
Right. In other words, if he's a Jew,
right.
He's a Jew who's an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, contra Vanan, that does not prove that you can't eat his shechita. Exactly. He's a mummer for that. He's not a mummer for this. Correct. If you're standing, you're raising a good point, which we're going to come back to eventually later on, because I want to correct something that I said the other day, which was wrong. We'll come back to it in a little while. Towards the end of the daf, we're going to talk about people standing there. What does that do? But yeah, if somebody's standing there, if somebody's standing there, that would presumably be okay. We're talking about stam. Also, with the avodah zarah, the question is, are you concerned about what Rav Hanan's saying? Is it's okay to eat? Even if somebody's not standing there. If somebody's standing there, presumably okay, even if you don't like Rav Hanan. However, the concern that could be, could he be shechting for avodah zarah? If he's shechting for avodah zarah, you can't have enough from it. That's a different problem. But in terms of its kashrus, right, but in terms of its kashrus, we're saying here, Rav Hanan's saying without anybody standing there, it's okay. That's apparently what Rav Hanan's saying. So, why? Because if somebody's standing there, we'll see that almost any shechit is okay. Right. We're not like we said the other day. I want to correct that because I found in Tosfos on the base and the base. Not like I said. I said if a chayav shetav katan standing there, it's no good because we said in the Gemara. Remember what's going on? B'kulin shalom don l'gabav. What's going on? Elay b'chayav shetav katan Allah koi. The Gemara kept saying you're talking about that. It can't be a chayav shetav katan. It doesn't mean Allah koi. It's not going on. It means it couldn't only be going on. If it was only going on chayav shetav katan, Tosfos the base says if it's only going on chayav shetav katan. Then why did it say v'kulin? It should have said v'im, right? That's what, but it doesn't mean say it's not going in chayav shetav katan. It means to say it's not only going in chayav shetav katan, but a chayav shetav katan. If you're standing there and you watch what he did and you made sure that he didn't do shehiya or agrama or one of the other psum chalot, then it's okay. So almost anybody, if you're standing there, it's okay. The only problem, the halacha you'd have by an avodah zarah is if you suspect that he was shechting it for a avodah zarah. But that's usually, that's pretty far out. Okay, so now, but Rav Hanan's saying, Pasha, it's okay. He's a mummer this, and I'm mummer for that. The Gemara says, now, my orphan, these ravens who bought, these birds who bought the food to Eliyahu, what is the orphan? Why dafka orphan? What's the significance? Amar Avina, orphan mamash. He says, literally ravens. Maybe because they can carry the food. They're big animals. They can carry the food. In other words, they're the most practical ones to do it. He's sitting up in a jail somewhere in a tower, who knows where. The best person to bring the best animal that can bring food is ravens because they can carry a lot and they can fly right to the spot. Maybe that was their name. Maybe it was actually two guys who kept it to themselves and they knew where Eliyahu was and they brought him the food. Maybe it's two guys. Milok Sivayargu as Orei Batsur. They killed Orei Batsur. That was his name. Orev at the rock as Orev Betzur, Betzur Orev. They killed Orev in the Tzur of that was the name of the place. They killed Orev. That was his name. Amalei Shami Milsa Devaya Vishmaya Orvim. So if that's the case, there would have been two guys by the same name. There would have been two Orvim. Huh? Yeah, Zelo Mustavra. That's what Gemara says. If it's their names, so you know, one guy's name could have been Orev. They both had the same name, Orev.
Is there any place in the Tanakh that we do this? We say instead of the two men named Yehoshua, the Yehoshuas.
No, but here you have as Orvim is like effectively a homonym. It means ravens, and it also could be somebody's name. Normally, you don't have somebody's name. Yeah.
The question is whether you ever, without identifying these two people, take the plural of.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. So he gives the example here, but maybe. No, but he doesn't say Irvings, okay. Maybe, I don't know if there's other places, and maybe this is the only, this is the source for why you don't say that, because he's asking, is it likely that would be the case? And it's possible his name is Orev. I'm going to say, why would you have two names? Maybe it's not their names, but Orvin, maybe their name is Orev. Maybe the name of their city is Orev. Maybe that's the name of the city. Maybe Hashem, as you're called, people, there are many Ashkenazic names today that are all based on the city. You know, Rottenburg and Epstein and Eisenstadt, right? Those are all cities. Why did they take those? Because they came from that city, so they called them that city. You know what I mean? What's the name Polak? Polak. You know the name Polak? What does that mean? He's from Poland. You know, he's from the country. So they called him Polak. You know, Polak. Nah, Yerushalmi. Ah, yafeh. That's what the Gemara is going to say. If that's the case, if it would be saying, so maybe Vitil Mal Shem Makom, and Milo Tziv doesn't say Varam Yotze Gududaman, where they went out, armed, Vayish Meretz Yisrael Narakhtana, and they captured from Yisrael a Narakhtana. Now, we've learned already, Nashim, right, we learned that a couple of years ago, a Nara and a Khtana are contradictory. A Khtana is until the age of 12, and Nara is from 12 to 12 and a half. So how can you be a Narakhtana? It means she's the Ketana from the place called from the Urin. That's why she's called Naura. Now she's from that city, right? She's from the city of Eisenstadt. She's from the city of Rottenburg or whatever. Understand? Maybe that's what it means. Zimkain or Vayimi Boile. Moshe correctly says, if that would be the case, it wouldn't be called Orvim. They'd be called Arvim or Orvayim or Vim. They'd be from that city. So anyway, that's what it is. Therefore, we know it must be ravens because it can't be two people because you're not going to have two people who have the same name and it can't be the name of the city. And therefore, that's the story with any case we see. Rabbanan said, Shmuel Yisrael Mumel of Kachava Mutter Lechav Meshchitaso. Yeah, Shchita because you see there Shafat ate from Achav Shchita. Let's bring a proof. Now we want to bring a proof from the same case we had yesterday. We had the Bryce yesterday. We wanted to bring Rava, proof to Rava. What did Rava say? Rava said that a mummer for eating tray for food, he'll eat non-geshachten meat if he's hungry and he can't find something else. You're allowed to eat a shechita, lechet chila. You're allowed. That was Rava's shechita. Why? Because he only eats it when he can't find something else. But if he has shechita, he'll eat shechita. So we wanted to bring a riot to prove him, but he says, no, it's no proof from there. Maybe it's speaking about a mummer of Arazara. Now the Gemara is going to say, the same proof the other way around, and it's obviously going to be no proof also. Gemara's going to say, maybe this is a proof that you can eat from Arazara. Why? You can eat from Arazara. Let me say, I call shechita. You can shout every shach. Ba'afilu kuti. Now here the Brisa says even the words afilu kuti. Remember in our Mishnah we had to come on to Abaye and Rava to explain even a kuti. If you're standing omer al gabov, remember Abaye said as long as you're omer al gabov, a kuti is also okay, right? But now we're talking about a kuti. So I would say you asked me about Ravanan when he said Shmuel mumel of kav mutav shchitaso. Says mutav shchitaso. He doesn't say for standing there. He just says stam. So that's what he says because he's not a mumer for this. When Rava says that you're allowed to eat from a mumer l'shchita, a mumer l'echol nevel satov, it doesn't say if you're standing there by him. Everybody, if you stand by him, is okay, as we'll say. Okay. So afilu kuti, afilu oral, afilu yisrael. Everybody could shecht, even a kuti, even an oral yisrael mumer. Now, high oral my hair. Again, we had this yesterday. What kind of an oral are we speaking about? An uncircumcised man. Ilei mishmeisach machlos miza. If it's a family of bleeders, hemophiliacs, you know that his brother's already died after mila, so he can't have a mila. So his shechita shemina good. Ha'yisro mali is a good Jew. He just can't kill himself. He wanted to commit suicide. Doing milah on a person whose brothers died after circumcision is homicide or suicide, depending on who does it, right? So, but he's a good Jew. He could shech el pshita mamal areil. She means he's one. He doesn't want to have shechita. He doesn't want to have circumcision. His family, his father doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. Aim a seifa. Vafili Yisro Mummer, and then he said, even Yisro Mummer also. Now, who's the Yisro Mummer? If you're saying that the first one's a Mummer, so what's the Yisro Mummer? He's a Mummer for some other thing. He doesn't put on tzitzis, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. Hainu Mummer Rails. It's the same as Mummer, so he's a Mummer for one thing. So he's a Mummer for one thing. Why shouldn't
it's not the same, though.
No, it's the same because he's a Mummer for one kind
right,
of an Aveira.
But a Mummer for Arelos
yeah.
has a Chesorin in his Judaism.
Well.
There is a difference between. Eating kosher.
True. It's one of the simanim of Jews, but
right,
it's but
like,
he says, but it's
like
a mummer.
A Jew.
But it's a, yeah, well, maybe he doesn't say Shabbos. You know, Shabbos
no,
is just as much.
You're a good Jew. You
No. We'll see Rashi. I'll say a good Rashi at the bottom of the page. It's not like it. But they're both high cases. Shabbos and Arelos. But he's still a mummer. He's a mummer for this, and as he does it on purpose, he doesn't want to be circumcised. He doesn't want to even. So if it's a mummer of Abrechan, he's a mummer of Arelos. He's a mummer for one thing. He's still good, not a mummer for Shkita. If your Kiddush is a mummer of Arel, why Dafka Arel? Why not some other mitzvah? If he's a mummer of Arelos, he's still to teach Shkita. He's still ought to do Shkita. So if that's the case, so mummer of Abrechan, if he's a mummer for one particular thing, if he's a mummer of Abrechan, any particular mitzvah that he doesn't want to keep. He doesn't want to keep Mitzvah Snida. He doesn't want to keep this is it. So he's the yeah, but if we saw but no, we're not saying that. We're saying if he a kol shoch nafil good afil arol means he's a mummer la arelos. He doesn't want to do a bris milah. And his shchit is still good. So what does he mean vafil Yisrael mummer? If it means also he's a mummer for one mitzvah, so hainu mummer la arelos, we already saw that a mummer for one mitzvah does not passel him from doing shchita. Elav mummer las kechavim. It must mean that he moves on to Chavim. Ukur Rav Hanan, who tells you the Chiddush is, what's the why of Aran? That even though what Avodah Chavim Lachor is a terrible mitzvah, is a terrible, the worst sin of all sins. Why? Because if you do Avodah Zar, you're denying Hashem. That's even worse. Still, it's okay. Then that shows what Rav Hanan says is correct. Ukur Rav Hanan says, low. We're not speaking of Mumar Lovas Chavim. Low, Lamei Milcham Lovas Chavim, low. Mumar Lovas Chavim is the worst of all sins. Domer Mar, Chamura Vaskachavim, Shekola Koferba, if you deny Vaskachavim, Kamara Bechal Tarakula. And the reverse is true. If you keep Avodah Zarah, it's like you deny Hashem. Right? So maybe Rav Hanan is wrong. Ella Mumar, what does this mean? Mumar Lo Shadavar. Mumar La, an Aril is a Mumar La Reilus. So there you get Shechita. But not only that, even a Mumar who's a Mumar for Shechita. He'll eat non-geshachtim food if he's hungry and he doesn't have any kosher food there. Lo'oso davar means for the food itself. Still, you could eat a shechita if you give him the knife and he's standing right there. Because you ukur rava, like Rava said, that a mumer, lachol nevel sotelvon, is okay to eat this from shechita because he's not going to eat treif when he can eat kosher. He just eats kosher, non-kosher out of the house because he can't find kosher food. It's hard for him, etc. No five-star restaurants and all that. But if he can find food, he'll do it. Yeah. Depends where they lived. Depends where they need. What did they need him to shech for? Oh, there's no shechita. It wasn't necessarily. Yeah. First of all, there could have been a shortage of shechita shechem in that place, and he didn't have a shech right now. Don't forget, they didn't have packaged foods and storage and super souls and yeah. In those days, don't forget there was no storage. That's all. Yeah. You wanted to eat meat, you had a shech it right now. You had a shech right now. There was no storage. There was no preservative. There's nothing.
He
was
an animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the guy who had
it. It was like Israeli cottage cheese. It's fresh. It's the best cottage cheese in the world. That's why it costs 8 shekels. You can't eat cottage cheese anywhere else. If you eat cottage cheese in New York or in Africa, you'll see what it's like. It's horrible. Israelis go there, they can't eat it. It's all preservatives. Its shelf life is 3 months. The Israeli cottage cheese has a shelf life of 13 days. By the time it gets to the makolet, it's already a week old. That because it tastes good, there's no preservatives in it. That's why it's the best cottage cheese in the world. That's why Israelis can't live without it. You go to America, who eats cottage cheese? Yicks. Nobody eats cottage cheese. Everybody here eats cottage cheese. They all eat cottage cheese. You know why? It's the best tasting cottage cheese in the world. It's the best tasting cottage cheese in the world. That's a fact. That's a proven science fact. They do tests and everything because there's no preservatives in it. There's no preservatives in those days. They had a chef right. You wanted to eat. You had a chef that right now. I got this all from my nephew. My nephew is the assistant to the chairman of Tnuva. You have to have all, what do they call all the disclaimers? My nephew is the assistant to the chairman of you know, did you see your quote in the paper yesterday? Zavit Cohen. She's from Apex. She's the chairman, not the CEO. Oh, and my nephew is the assistant to her. So I know all these things. Anyway, anyway, as long as you brought it up. Meisvei. Mikembelo kulchem. Now. I personally can't eat cottage cheese. I hate the stuff. I don't care who makes it. I can't eat it. Okay. Meisvei. Mikembelo kulchem. Now, what are we saying? Rav Hanan says that you can eat the shechita of an avodah barazara. He says, Mikem v'lo kulchem, from you. The pasuk says, Adam kiakru mikem, if you're from among you, who can be makar, who can be makar, who can bring a carbon, who can shech? Some of you, not all of you. Lahotzi es a mumer, to exclude a mumer. A mumer is not, now, which kind of a mumer? We'll talk about that. Mikem, from you, v'chem chalakti, only among the Jews have I separated. V'lo b'umos. Not among the nations. In other words, you're allowed. A goy can also bring a carbon. Ish l'rabbis of the kachom shenorim nadavski Israel. Not that they can mock the carbon the base of English, but they can bring a carbon. There's no meat from there. In other words, goyim want to bring a carbon. They want to send their carbon in. We don't make an offering of goyim. All kinds of goyim can bring a carbon. From you though, right? A mumer, you don't makabel his nadav. We're not talking about shkita. You're not makabel a mumer's carbon. You're not makabel it at all. That's what mikem. Mikem lo kulcham. Among you, I made it. Lo b'umos. Mina behema. The word behema excludes what? From the word min, we already exclude not all animals. Not animals can be brought. Remember, we exclude a rove and an ear of an animal that committed bestiality with a human being. You cannot bring them as a carbon. What is ha behema? Lahavi bin Adam shadom al behema. Listen to this. Ha behema to include people who are like behemoths, who treat that. People who sin. Prosh Yisrael, you accept their karbanos. They shiachsurim b'tshuva, so they should return a tshuva. Here you see all the lashon of chozrim b'tshuva. Remember I mentioned that before. Now, you're all going to ask, what anyway. You just said before, you don't accept the carbon from a mumer. Now you're saying you do accept the carbon from a posh Yisrael in order to encourage them to do tshuva. Chutz min a mumer, except for a mumer, umenasach ziyayin, and a person did a avodah zar with wine, umachal shabbos b'fresh, and a person machal shabbos b'fresh. Notice this. You see, he equates shabbos and avodah zar. So now it's all really restrained. Now we have three different opinions here. Hagu Fakasha. Amrit Mikem. First you said Mikem Velo Kulchem. You don't accept from all of you. Lotz Yes a Mumer. You exclude a Mumer. You don't even accept his carbon. Forget about him bringing, doing Shechit. You don't accept his carbon. Then you said you accept it. What's going on? Zola Kasha. Reisha Mumel Chol Tar Kula. When he said maybe it's a person who denies the whole Torah, he doesn't bring the Torah. He's against the whole Torah. He doesn't keep any mitzvahs Kula. So if he's a mumel chal tar kula, we don't accept him. Mitziyasa is a mumel davrechet. Mumel davrechet, we accept him in order to encourage him to do tshuva. Hey, Maseif, look at the Sefer Chutzman, a mumel manasach ziyayin machal shabbos for esya, that you don't accept his. So hai mumel hechidami, I mumel chal tar kula. If you say you don't accept from mumel chal tar kula, hai nereish, you already said that in the reish, you don't accept from mumel chal tar kula. What are you repeating it in the Sefer for? Vi mumel davrechet, so kash, Mitziyasa, you said a mumel davrechet is okay, and this is what's going on. Ella vachikomet, this is what the Sefer must mean. Chutz min ha-mumer le-nasech sayayin. That's what it means. Except from a mumer who's not a mumer, period, but a mumer who's a mumer in the sense that he does avodah zarah. Ulchaz Shabbos for Hesia. By the way, parenthetically, just take a look at Rashi. The last two lines of Rashi says, Hai Tana chamir le-Shabbos kechavim. Shabbos is chamir zavres kechavim. Da ovid avres kechavim kof b'kadosh baruch hu. If a person who worships avodah zarah denies Hashem, but machal Shabbos also kof b'masav denies that Hashem rested on the seventh day. Umeid sheker, and he says that's not true. Shalosh Shabbos kadosh baruch hu ma'aseh b'reishis. So that's how Shabbos is related to avodah zarah, because they're both effectively denying Hashem. If you deny Shabbos, you're effectively saying Hashem didn't create the world and rest on the seventh day. That's how Shabbos That's why Shabbos is the simon par excellence, even though bris is also one of the simonim. But Shabbos is the par excellence. The traditional proof, whenever I say, you know, whenever we talk about who's a person, you know, the words Orthodox don't mean anything anymore. You guys showed me an article how Nebuch, the modern Orthodox kids, it's a Marcus Medina in America, how modern Orthodox kids are texting on Shabbos. It's a real problem among but I'm saying that the real proof is Shabbos. And as with everything else, okay, they're machmer, they eat outside, they eat a salad here, they're not machmer on this, and nobody checks, Hilchos Taharas Mishpacha, nobody's so careful. But the real simon of Jews always is Sharmer Shabbos. That's how it is. You know what I'm saying? I always say, if you want to be machmer all the parties here, all the religious parties, call them the party of Sharmer Shabbos. Sharmer Shabbos is what we go by. That's all. Okay. But that's right. Because what do you see, though? Alma. Back in the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Alma mumer l'reska chavim, havei mumer l'chol tar kula. What do you see here? that the mummer, the last case, he says, you don't accept from a mummer l'chol tarakul. You do accept from a person who's a mummer l'dabar echad, because you encourage him to do tshuva. And here, by the way, is a beautiful tosis. The last tosis says, I don't have much time to have anything, but tosis over here says, when he says, you accept from them, why? In order to encourage them to do tshuva. So aren't you darshing time at a krah? When do you accept from them? When do you accept from them? When they're going to do tshuva? He says, no. Lav time at a krah, kadarish. Elenosin tam dav. Remember, we always make that daf. Remember, Shimon darshing time at a krah means he changes the halacha. He says, this is the reason why you can't take anything from Amonas, because she's going to come to your house at night, or you're going to go to her house at night. It won't look good. But if she's rich, then you're allowed to, right? So he changes the halacha. That's darshening time in a krah. But no sin time ledover, that you could always do. You could always, it's okay, you could take any mitzvah. It's an explain. If you have a svara, why shatan is his usher, or if you have a svara, why treif is usher, you say it's healthy, it's this, you can give a reason. Lonara, it's not that you're not allowed to give a reason, but you can't change the halacha based on your reasoning. Yeah, that's an important tosis.
Well, a mumer who's a serial killer.
Yeah.
I'm a mumer. Right. I like killing people.
Right. But you can eat a shchita.
No problem.
Yeah. That's like the book. It's like the book in the mafia. You know, who's the guy who wrote the book? There were Jews in the 20s. You know, in America, in the mafia, murderers. They were hitmen. People like that. No, but they, I don't know if he was a murderer, but they were murderers. You know, they were hitmen. You know, not on Shabbos. He wouldn't take out a contract on Shabbos. He doesn't go on Shabbos. Sunday on Shabbos. Yeah, whatever they did. They killed him. But they wouldn't kill on Shabbos. You know? I think the title of the book is, But I Was Good to My Mother, or something like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's a book like that. They wouldn't take out a contract. They were known. Maybe they killed hundreds of people. Not on Shabbos. That's it. It says Machlan on Shabbos. Yeah, he said Kaddish also. Alma Mumros Kechav Mabim Melechot. What do you see here, though? That just like so you don't accept the carbon from from a person who's called for kol tarkul, the same thing. Murder v'skachavim. So he's the tshuvta the Rav Hanan tshuvta. He's the kashin. The Gemara comes out basically. We don't call it. Rav Hanan says you don't eat from a shchita from a person who's an oved avodah zara. Now even though you say you don't, here we're talking about specifically accepting karbanos, but it's the same idea. He says you don't accept you see the idea that if he's a mummer for avodah zara, he's a mummer for kol tarkula, and if he's a mummer for kol tarkula, we wouldn't eat from a shchita. Do you learn out from this pasuk, from this parsha became? We learn out me'am aretz part l'mumer. We have a different pasuk. Pasuk says, right, me'am aretz, you accept me'am aretz from personal land, accepting a mumer, excluding a mumer. Pasuk says, when you bring a carbon, if the person sinned with one of these things, the nasi asher yachta, the also asher lo senem b'shgaga v'asham. So what is he? It says asher lo senes. He did something he's not supposed to do b'shgaga. And then it says, right, v'noda alav chatason, he found out what he did, he brings a carbon, he brings his asham or his chatas. So he dash like ashav me, the also maybe carbon shgasa. If he does tshuva, in other words, if he knew what he was going to do, he wouldn't do it. Hashav me, the also, if he knows he's not going to do it now, shav could either mean he sits, he'll abstain, or it could also mean he'll return, he won't do it, maybe carbon shgasa. Ain't ashav me, the also, ain't ashav me, the also. But what do you see in both cases? You see that a person who's a mummer who's going to do it anyway, you don't accept his carbon. He's a mummer to eat chela, he's a bad guy, but he wouldn't eat dam on purpose. And he ate dam by mistake. Now would he bring his carbon, right? So why? If you say me'amar, it's prat l'mummer, he's a mummer. You don't accept the carbon from a mummer. If you say it's ashar v'yidiyoso, maybe carbon ashar gaso, well here, the person, had he known that he was eating dam, he wouldn't have eaten it, then and he ate it by mistake, then he brings a carbon for that. So that's mafkini between the Tanakhama and Shem Bam Yosi. But the fact is, what do you see here? You see that we have a different pasuk, not Mikam, but rather Me'am Ha'aretz is the source. How do you know you don't accept the carbon from a mummer? As long as we're talking about this, Brisa, so he wants to go into these details. The answer is Chara B'chatos B'chabola. Once by a chatos was an ola. What does it mean? You don't accept the chatos from a mummer, you don't accept an ola from a mummer. Tzrich Yedias Mina Chatos Mishim L'Kaparu. It, we're talking about, it's like, you know what? Chatos is for a kapara. Why should we give this guy a kapara? If he knows what he was doing, he would have done it anyway. It happened to be that he made a mistake. Now, he didn't know that he was eating trey. But had he known he was eating chaylev, he would have done it anyway. Why should we give him a kapara? So we could say he's excluded. Avalola the door. It's Ola is just a gift, you know. So let him have a gift. What does it hurt you? Emo ta'ai, I would think we accept this karma. Kamash one, the first pasuk that what? That we don't accept from Abiyash, meaning Ola, Ishim Glav Chiyuva. You know why you don't accept him? Because he's not a bar chiyuv anyway, so what do you accept it for? Aval chatas to chiyuva. He's a chiyuv, you know, so he ate chayla b'shokek. He asked him yachatas. Why should we let him off the hook? He's a mummer. This guy, if a guy's a good Jew, he has to go and spend $1,000 on an animal. This guy's a bad Jew, he should get off the hook. I might think, maybe no, he should, he make him bring a carbon through. Kamash one, aval chatas to chiyuva, aim milakab minay. Shrikha, therefore you need both of them. So therefore, what do we come out with over here? That Rav Hanan basically is upgeshlub. That you don't eat shechita from a mumer labaras kachavim, because the mumer labaras kachavim is like a mumer lakalatara kula, and we don't accept anything from him. The Gemara now says, what was the things in the Brisa you mentioned? You don't accept from a mumer lakalatara kula. You do accept from a poshe Yisrael, from a behema, a b'dom behema. B'dom Yisrael, if they're a poshe in one thing. Now, behema holds because of behema griusa. Is behema always like a bad word? In Yiddish, you call a behema not a person, a behema. What do you mean by a behema? I mean, not a bad person. Not like the Jews. A behema in Yiddish is somebody stupid. He has primitive. The brains of a, not criminal. He's primitive. Just primitive. Right? He's stupid, right? So it's a, b'cholech b'chsib behema griusa, is it a bad thing? Is it always derogatory? B'chsib, odom behema toshi Hashem. Right, we say that on Tzedkasta, right? Adam and Moshe Hashem, we quote the pasuk in Tefillin. Vam Rav Yonah Marav, Elu Bnei Adam, Shein Arum and Bedas. They are people who are good in their das. And as they're plain, they're simple, they're bright in learning. Umasim and Atzim Gehem, but they make themselves lowly like an animal. They're an Ovim. That's a good thing. It says, Hasim Ksiv Adam Ubehema. They're Hacha Behema Lechuda. Here it says, Behema by itself. Behema by itself is derogatory. Like I said, Chamachet Ksiv Adam Behema, wherever it says Adam Behema, it's a good thing. Now you see, but Ksiv Zerati Space Israel Zera Adam Zera Behema. I'm going to make like good, smart ones and dumb ones, good Jews and bad Jews in all of them. And here it's together with Adam and Behema. So Hasam Hasam Acholke Kros Zera Zera Adam Luchud Zera Behema. It says Zera Adam and Zera Behema.
It means an animal.
No, it doesn't mean animal. It means stupid people. No, it means boorim, Rashi says. It means boorim. Boorim people. And I'm going to give them all children. I'm going to make them all fruitful and multiplied. Zera Adam and Zera Behema. So you see that Behema is derogatory, even though it's mentioned with Adam. The answer is, Hachalke Kral Zera Adam Luchud Zera Behema. It says Zera Adam and Zera Behema. It says clearly they're separated over here. But Adam, Ubehema, then it's complementary. But Behema by itself is not complementary. Amrav Chanan Rav Yaakov Aridi. Now look at the words. Amram Chanan Rav Yaakov. Yaakov was called Rav Yidi. Amram Rav Shub Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapar, Rav Gamliel based Dina. Rashi wants this is Rav Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, Rav Yudah Nasi. Tosfos has all the Arichas, who it actually is. Maybe it's a difference from the Yavne. But in any case, Rav Gamliel was later on. Gamliel based Dina, Nimnu al Shchitas Kuti. Even though we talked about Shchitas Kuti is okay. They took a vote in Rav Gamliel's Bezdin. This is after Rebbe, after we learned our Mishnah. Even though our Mishnah could have meant what Hakol Shochtin, even a Kuti, right? Even a Kuti with the Yisrael Magaba, he's in Judge Kuti Vasrua. Nimno Ashitas Kuti Vasrua. They said it's Aser. The Halacha they said it's Aser. Omler of Zeilu Rav Yaakov Aridi Shemelo Shama Rebbe, meaning as mean Rebbe Yudah Nasi. Mean maybe you only heard you Rav Yaakov heard Ela B'Shein Yisrael Magaba. Maybe that's only when there's no Yisrael standing there. In other words, but if there's Yisrael standing there, like Abaye and Rava said, if there's somebody standing there or standing going in and out, whatever, then it's okay, right? You know, you're like a person never learned, right? If there's nobody standing there, of course, even when we explained before that Abaye and Rava said that a Kuti could do it, Akol Shochtin, right? That's only if somebody was standing there. If somebody's standing there, for sure not. Even the Mishnah never said that it's good when there's nobody standing there. So when we came along and we paskined, and Rabbi Yudah Nasi and Rabbi Gamliel Bezdin paskined, that you don't accept the Kutis, that's even when Yisrael's standing over there, even when somebody's standing over there. And again, I go back to the correction. I want to emphasize the correction that I made and what I said earlier in the week, that if a Chayr Shat of a Kutin, if somebody's standing there, it is okay. In other words, before we excluded that the Kuhn Sheshachta V'Acheim Rono, so not that it's not going on Chereshat V'Katan, it's going on Chereshat V'Katan. The Gemara was kept saying, if it's only going on Chereshat V'Katan, then it should have just said, V'im. But the Kuhn Sheshachta V'Katan is going on other people. On other people, it's also good. Now he's coming on in Paskening, he's saying that you don't accept, just like by a goy, but we paskin, you don't accept the shechita. I mean, a person was over the zohar, you don't accept the shechita no matter what, even if a guy's standing there. We don't know his kavanas was, we don't accept anything from him. Same thing is, we don't accept the carbon of a kuti, even if you're all standing there. So Kim and Olakim, so did Rav Zeir accept this difference? Rav Zeir said, listen, well, excuse me, maybe they paskin only when there's no Jew standing there. But if a Jew's standing there, our Mishnah seemed to say that it's okay. So he says, no, it's even when a Jew stand there, it's not okay. Did Rav Zeir accept it, or did Rav Zeir still hold to the difference like our mission? Tashma Adam Rav Nachman Yitzchak Maravasi. And here says Rav Yochanan, I saw Rav Yochanan Shachem Shchitas Kuti. I saw Rav Yochanan eating Shchitas Kuti. Af Rav Asi Ochem Shchitas Kuti. He ate from Shchitas Kuti either because there was Jews standing there, or because, remember, maybe he gave him the taste test afterwards. Remember, because a Kuti eats kosher himself. But maybe for you he wouldn't. He doesn't know Rufnei either. So either the taste test or they were standing there. But Toy Bar of Zeir and Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira was amazed that he was eating. Lo Shmilu, did they not hear? Did they not hear of Rav Gamliel's Bezdin's Psak, the later Psak? Do you have a Shmilu Lo Habmakabale? Because they would have accepted it. Oduma Shmilu, or maybe, when Rav Yochanan and Rav Asi were eating, maybe they heard. But Lo Kiblua, and they weren't Makabal. Hara Poshit, Lafshay, afterwards he poshed himself, Mistavar the Shmilu, Lo Kiblua. Probably they heard about it. And they didn't accept it. These akadach lo shmilu, had they not heard it? In other words, they were going around eating shchita makuti after the psak, the general psak went out for all bases that they needed. Because if they hadn't heard about it, they would have listened to it. How could it have happened that these great rabbis would have been nichshel in eating something which everybody knew was aser? We'll see the famous story with the chamor of Pinchas Ben Yair, who wouldn't eat the foods that weren't gemeisered, the Baruch Hashem wouldn't bring a tekala even on an animal of tzaddikim. Hashem behemta shel tzaddikim, because Baruch Hashem made an animal of tzaddikim. We'll see that story mitzvah on Sunday on Rosh Chodesh. Tzaddikim atzmon lakoshkan. Certainly tzaddikim. The Baruch Hashem wouldn't have been a tekala. So it must be that they disagreed with the psak. Because had they agreed with the psak and they were like the only ones who hadn't heard about it, Hashem wouldn't have made such a tekala. That's what Rav Zeir said. It must be that they held of it, and they heard the psak and they didn't hold it. If Rav Zeir himself wasn't makabel from him, he should have just said, "Oh, very good. Conscious Rav Magav, conscientious Rav Magav. Very good." If Rav Zeir didn't hold of Rav Gamliel's psak, he didn't hold of what Rav Yaakov said. He said, "No, Rav Gamliel's psak. No, not that he didn't hold of Rav Gamliel. He didn't hold of the way Rav Yaakov described Rav Gamliel's psak." He would have said, Ramliel's psak was only what? When there's no Jew standing there. But if there's a Jew standing there, then you could eat the kuti sick. If that's how Rav Zeira held, then what was his problem? Ramliel said you shouldn't eat from a kuti's shchita. That's when there's nobody standing there. Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan away from the kuti's shchita, speaking about because there was a Jew standing there. Or he gave him the test. Visach alokimine, lishne le kam bisrolam al gabov. That's why Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan ate. Kam shenge isrolam gabov. El alav shmamino, kimine shmamino. Must be that Rav Zeira accepted. Now, except the psak that Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Gamliel and his Bezdin, that they had a final psak that a kuti shchita is no good, even if it's all standing there, just like the Mamzer. Why my timer goes through? But why were they goes? Why Taka did they say no? Listen, the Mishnah said that apparently that you could eat. Later on, they passed it. You can't eat. Why? Kihar Rav Shimon Lazar, story of Rav Shimon Lazar, Shadr Meir Lasu Yechamra. Rabbi Meir had sent Rabbi Shimon Elazar to bring some wine. This is a famous thing that I always quote. Svenstach vida chamer shtai. Here the Gemara is talking about chamer. This is wine. The chamor of Pinchas Ben Yair that we're going to see tomorrow, right? We'll see on Sunday. That chamor is the animal. You see, if the chamor is in the cellar, then it's wine. If the chamor is in the barn, then it's a donkey, right? So he says, Ramei Elasu Yechamer, you send bring some wine, Nivei Kutoi from the Kutin. Ashkei Yehu Saban, an older Jew, saw him. He says, Amalei Vesanta Sakmacha, put a knife on your throat in Baal Nafishata if you're a serious person. What is Mehel Hashem Elasu Vesib Devarim of Meir Meir? He told me, listen, this old Jew told me, don't go take wine from them. For Guzrel, and he was Guzrel, my time, or Rav Chanaf, my message, the Mus Yonah Matzalem Brosh Argrizen. They found that they were really doing a Vodazar. They found the head of a bird at the top of Hagrizim, Shayovna, so they worshipped it. They were of the Vodazara. And even though not all the Kutim worshipped that, they weren't all on Hagrizim, Ramel Tamei, the Chayshimut, Ramel's were root of Gazru Ba'atamiyuta. Okay, and we'll find that others, and we also, Bezin also, Sfirulu, that they also, we'll see later on, that the reason why they answered that of a Kuti. Why did they ask for the shechita of a kuti? It's because they were, some of them were of the Avodah Zarah. And of the Avodah Zarah, we don't accept it. Even though our mission says that Akol Shoftin and some of the Rabbanan and the Gemara refer to what refers means to the kuti, if you're standing there, at the end they said no. The shechita of a kuti, some of the kutam are of the Avodah Zarah, and they were gozer, a later gzeira, don't eat from the shechita of a kuti, don't eat from the shechita of an Ovei Avodah Zarah. All right, tomorrow's daf is daf vav. We'll pick it up from here, mitzvah at 7:10. And on Sunday morning Rosh Chodesh, I'll get Rosh Chodesh right this time, Kurt. Sunday morning Rosh Chodesh will start at 5:20 of daf Zion. Chamesh Vesrim on Sunday.
Two lessons today. this discussion is true.
Of course.
Kuti,
yeah, of course.
It's crazy without a badaki.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it wouldn't happen.